This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, Commander fans? Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Commanders on the Believe Network. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share this podcast with all your fellow Commanders fans. I'm Anthony Armstrong, the original 1-3, checking in with you, and we're doing a free agent spotlight today in this episode of Believe in Commanders. There's been a lot of additions this offseason. Adam Peters and crew, they've been cooking, getting some nice, valuable players that have very, very distinct roles. And they're coming into this team to help make the Commanders make an ascent up the NFC East. All right. So, you know, last year, if you were looking at betonline.ag, which is a sponsor of the show, you could have tried to make a prediction of where you thought the Commanders were going to finish out in the NFC East. And you'll be able to do that here as well on their website, Believe, betonline.ag. Use our code Believe. That's for your 50% welcome bonus over there. For your first timers, you can do anything that you got from contests, future picks, things of that nature. Go check it out. All sports are available. MLB's got the kickoff. All right. The World Series Rangers are going to be squaring off against the Cubs here soon. Hockey's still in play. Basketball's in play. There's just a lot going on in the sports world, and there's more on there, esports as well. So go ahead and check on betonline.ag and use our code. Don't forget to use our code. Now, these additions that have been made for this Commanders team, I think they're going to help improve this roster. I do. I think that with everybody that's brought in, I would like to think that you can get another couple wins, you know, from a Bobby Wagner and a Frankie Louvu and Dorrance Armstrong. If they make an impact on that defensive side of things, and you know, maybe you stop a couple extra teams, you get a couple extra plays, a few more extra turnovers that are going to turn the tide for you. And then on offense, when you're making the additions across the offensive line, you're making a commitment to protect the quarterback that you're likely going to take at the second overall pick. And then in the backfield, you go and add a key veteran at the running back position. Austin Eckler is joining the Commanders. He's joined the Commanders coming over from the L.A. Chargers. And I think that that's a key signing. I said in a previous episode of the show that I think that Austin Eckler being brought in, it checks a couple of boxes in a few ways. It checks one box in the fact that you needed to find somebody that was going to replace Antonio Gibson. He took his way up there to New England to join the Patriots. And then you bring in somebody who, frankly, I think is what you expected to get out of AG, but he has done it in the league so far with his versatility and being able to attack teams with his legs and by catching the ball out of the backfield. And then the second thing I think that you needed on this offensive side is a veteran leader, another veteran leader. Terry McLaurin has been doing a great job over there holding it down for as long as he's been there in the burgundy and gold. And now you're going to have another voice that's coming from a different organization, a little bit older individual, who's going to get to be the voice of reason of sorts, I think. I think that that's what you're going to see from an Austin Eckler. And I'm excited to have him here in the burgundy and gold. But he is our free agent spotlight of the day, talking about this running back that came over from the Chargers, a D2 guy. Division II guy. I myself am a Division II guy. I went to West Texas A&M. He went to a directional school, Western Colorado. I went undrafted over there, okay? So what you're getting with Austin Eckler, you have almost over 8,100 yards of total offense from a player, right? He's got 4,300 yards rushing, a 4.4-yard average, 39 touchdowns on the ground, 440 receptions, 3,884 receiving yards and 30 receiving touchdowns. So 69 touchdowns in his career. He's led the league twice in rushing touchdowns and receiving touchdowns. He's done that. And he's very effective out of the backfield. I think we know who he is as a player. He has countless amounts of ability to enhance the way this offense can operate with the screen game. And I was liking the fact that he was running in between the tackles and was able to break long runs and take the ball down the field, get into the red zone and put it into the end zone. So Austin Eckler is going to be able to attack teams inside and out with his arm, with his leg, not with his arm. He probably can throw the pass. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to throw in a little quarterback or halfback pass or something. But Austin Eckler is a key contributor, I think.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I think he's going to settle things down on third down whenever you start to see exotic looks for your rookie quarterback. And he's going to be able to bring, like I said, a good calm demeanor. A calm demeanor in stressful situations, but then also a bit of energy. All right, a bit of energy as well. Austin said that he wanted to join a dual back load, a dual back situation that he felt comfortable because he was in that similar situation with Melvin Gordon under head coach Anthony Lynn. So Anthony Lynn, who is now coach on the Commanders, has had a big impact on Austin actually joining the team. And I think that says a lot when I just continue to look at the names that are on this coaching staff. A lot of them are former head coaches, a lot of high-ranking positions across various teams across this league, and now you have them all underneath one roof coaching your players and enticing some of their better players that they've had in their previous spots to come over and join in Washington. So I think that says a lot. Shout out to Dan Quinn for him being able to recruit these guys and being able to keep the relationship with them. Having that dual back relationship, that dual back load between a Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, that's going to be key. You take some of those extra reps off of Brian, and then whenever Eckler's on the field or when Robinson's on the field, maybe you won't have as many keys and tells. You know, because if you consider the fact that maybe they're probably not going to throw it so much to Brian Robinson, even though he started doing it later on in the season, teams would, you know, key in on that. When they put in the other running back, they may key in on the fact that it would be a pass. So now Austin Eckler has the ability to do both, and he can take a break, take a little bit of load off of Brian. Brian won't have to have as many reps. You probably get a more fresh player going throughout the entire season. Let's learn a little bit about the man. Here's one thing I found pretty cool. I found that he's a team owner of the team in the fan-controlled football league. The should have been Stars. He's teamed up with Drewski and a couple other guys. He's a team owner over there. So that's pretty cool. And he also has the Austin Eckler Foundation. One of his programs is Saved by the Barbell. He's using fitness to get to impact lives of underprivileged youth. So you can check those things out right there. But Austin Eckler, all in all, it's going to be a good addition to this team. Good addition to this team. I'm loving to see how he connects with the D.C. community, the DMV community. It's always something that's near and dear, close to my heart. And I think that he'll fit in well over there. I think that he'll fit in well, be a natural leader for this team. And, you know, will bring a lot of excitement to this offense and to Commanders Field on Sundays. So let me know, folks, join in. Let me know your thoughts on Austin Eckler. What do you think? Do you know any other cool tidbits or insights about him? Hey, matter of fact, tag him. Tag him and then tag at Believe Commanders and say, hey, come on the show. At Rated Armstrong, that's me. Let him know that we want to chop it up, have a conversation, hear what he thinks about the D.C. area, what he thinks about the team, what he's most excited for. So, but what are y'all most excited for? Let us know at Believe Commanders on all your social media platforms. Make sure you tune in to us at TuneIn Radio, Sirius XM, Watch Stadium, and all your other favorite streaming platforms. Folks, we're there for you. We'll be back later on this week with more Believe in Commanders content, talking about your burgundy and gold. Yeah, maybe we'll talk a little bit of league-wide action as well. So I'm Anthony Armstrong for Brian Murphy. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Show up on purpose with a purpose. Talk to you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.